Like.
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
A lot of likes to go around yesterday, over the weekend for the most part, and I thought it was an awesome scene in that Browns locker room after that big win, considering the moment, the tough news that really spread like wildfire Friday night into Saturday morning on the death of Jim Donovan. So very cool. They had to win that game. Just felt like they had to win that game so we could have moments like this from the Browns locker room from head coach Kevin Stefanski.
I told you guys I would love nothing more than to give this game ball
to the family
of Jim Donovan.
Hell yeah.
Jim loved the Cleveland Browns. He loved you guys. Okay, we love him back. We will be there for his family. This one's for Jim.
It was terrific. Audio courtesy of the Cleveland Browns. And Kenny, you said they ended up taking the game ball to Donovan's family. Just awesome. Just all the way around.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. And again, Jim was the best friend that Browns fans had. And I thought that it was a very nice thing for them to do. It was a very nice thing for Kevin to make sure of it. And it was just it was a great ending to a really tough day for everybody.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Also, another
Lima Light.
Jameis Winston, 27 of 41, 334 yards, had three touchdown passes, only sacked twice, moved well in the pocket, did not run around with his head cut off, didn't show the rust that sometimes quarterbacks have after a layoff. Rust.
Who called the plays?
Yesterday was...
I have to be honest and present another side.
Yeah,
fair and balanced coverage on the fan.
That was Ken Dorsey. So you know what? Well, we'll get to that in a second. Here's Jameis after the game having a little bit of fun and just Jameis being Jameis.
There's a white boy from Detroit that I really admire named Eminem. He said, "You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity lasts once in a lifetime." And I know I got a quote, you know, Eminem, he from Detroit, he right up the road. But, man, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that the Lord provided me with this opportunity. I'm grateful for my teammates, my coaches, and these amazing fans.
All right. Okay.
You know you're going to get this. As long as Jameis is here, you are going to be getting the great sound bites.
It's a great soundbite. I did not hear that beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
That is something.
And you know what? Since you said maybe for fair and balance, we should
do it.
Ken Dorsey. The much maligned Ken Dorsey. I know
what
it's just...
What rapper did he...
He did not.
Oh.
Now, he did not.
Snow.
But we also got...
Informer.
Yes.
We also got our conclusion once and for all. Was it Booth or no Booth? It was...
Booth.
Booth
for Ken Dorsey.
It was the Booth.
Yeah.
Did that win the poll on Friday? Was it we did
it
Booth or no Booth?
Did you see the touchdown celebration though? It was a very muted fist pump. Like yay! it was very muted because they
he knows
what they
yeah.
did in the production meeting. Ross Tucker and then brought it up. They're like, "Hey, we got a camera on you."
Yeah.
We know what happened last time. Like yeah, he was very cognizant that there was a camera there.
Also, thank goodness they won the game because
I'm alike.
I don't know if after a loss, Myles Garrett wearing the Terminator mask that he showed up in would have gone over well. How awesome was that? Okay, how much money do you think he spent on that? My estimate was $100,000.
$100,000.
Oh, this is Hollywood.
What?
Did you hear the story? He had somebody in Hollywood.
Oh.
Make that so like that could be used for a movie. That stuff costs a lot of money.
Okay, never mind. Okay, maybe.
I would say six
He's
figures.
Good for the money, right?
Maybe $100,000.
I know there's a detail. Mitch, find the details. I know Schefter had it.
What, did he put it out on Twitter or anything?
Yeah.
Or on
yeah.
Instagram?
Yeah.
If he put it out on Instagram, it might have been a lot less than you think. Did he credit the person who made it or anything like that?
I know Schefter had the details of somebody that works in the movie business.
Put it out on Tame.
Well, now I'm going to have to find him and ask him on Wednesday.
Yeah. And you know what? David Njoku got robbed of that pass on the sidelines with the quick review. It was odd. Stefanski wanted to throw the challenge flag. Ross Tucker was all over it. He's like, "No, don't throw that. That'd be a waste of a challenge." I don't even think they would let him throw the challenge on that the way that went down.
But it was Booth reviewed.
Yeah, the Booth review. But Njoku also had another big catch in that game. He ended up with 5 for 61. And no better day to do it than on
Lima Likes.
International Tight Ends Day.
It's just national.
Oh, it's just national?
Yeah, if you're playing tight end in Germany, we don't care about you.
So Munich, Joe Thomas would not be given a shout-out?
No. I found out the original date of National Tight Ends Day.
I was hoping for the origin because I think I had heard it for the first time last year.
Is this one of these, like, there's a real day, but we celebrate a different day because that works for our calendar better?
After a game, Jimmy Garoppolo had said, what's it like, National Tight Ends Day? Because it was Garrett Celek brought two defenders with him.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
While scoring a touchdown, he was the tight end.
And so he coined the term and it took off?
George Kittle had answered, yeah, it's National Tight Ends Day. It's a holiday. And then it took off.
No
2018
kidding.
Was the original National Tight Ends Day.
Okay, so this is something that's lived. We're on year six of this. Are we going to get this for any other positions? Are we going to do it in other sports? Are we going to have National Power Forward Day?
We did have National Kicker Day. National Kicker Week.
We did Kicker Week
on this show.
Yeah. And to this day, we should have been nominated for an award. We weren't. What the hell, Andy? That was an award-winning week, and we got nothing. No Marconis, nothing. Nobody else had the guts.
Some say it was checked out. Some say it was checked out and ready to go on to Atlanta.
I have a stat from before Sunday Night Football, which featured George Kittle in it. So that's one of the big tight ends on National Tight Ends Day. Weeks 1 to 7, tight ends were targeted 197 times. Week 8 alone, before last night's game, 211. They had more targets yesterday than they had the whole first part of the season combined. They had 1889 receiving yesterday and only 1434 weeks 1 through 7.
Oh, that seems like a concerted effort.
Yeah.
It seems like behind the scenes, the tight end union got together to make sure that they
That's from NBC.
Big tight end is getting involved.
Yep.
That's right. That's what this election's all about.
Yeah.
Tight ends, the next frontier.
You're right about that.
Lima likes.
Folks, you're 3-0 Cleveland Cavaliers. They are dominating. The best point differential in the entire Eastern Conference. They have mopped the floor with the competition. And
Lima likes.
Evan Mobley. He is shooting 42.9% from three-point range. Is this the leap? The fabled leap that we had been talking about, Kenny.
I'm heavily distracted by this video that Myles Garrett put out. It was 20 hours ago, which is Judgment Day 2095. And it is very cinematic.
It's unbelievable.
It's called a Myles Garrett production. He definitely spent over $100,000 to do all this. If we're talking about production value,
he should have had someone like Dustin Hopkins dress up like T-2000, though.
The original.
And chase him.
You're right.
The original Halloween cost $325,000. This is at least a third of that. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, they spray painted an old William Shatner mask.
Well, you know what? We always wonder, what would we blow our money on if we got to a point where we had so much money that we could blow it on something we really want to blow it on? I think Myles Garrett has his answer.
Yep.
Because the decorations at his home, I mean, okay, it's not a dent. They'll never make a dent. There's nothing he could do unless he made it a theme park to really spend real money on it.
And you guys want to sit there and yell at me last week because I said, if you're going to trade Miles, you got to talk to him about it first. You can't just trade him.
I can't believe the guy in the afternoon. I can't believe Ken. When did he get so soft?
Guy does this.
He has $100,000 worth of mask on delivery here.
All the comments are nothing but Browns fans. How much we love Miles. Yeah, you go ahead. You trade him. See how that works out without asking him.
One last question for you guys. What's the biggest 50-50 raffle you have had at a high school game?
Oh, at a high school game?
I don't really know right off the top of my head.
Well, we were over 600 for the famed Super Bowl between Avon and Avon.
$600?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a
all
big
right.
one.
Marion Local and Coldwater.
I've heard of them.
They had their 50-50 raffle on Friday night. The winner took home $22,480.
Wait, that wasn't the total pot? That was just the half?
No, that would be half of the total pot. 50-50.
What game was this?
This was Marion Local, who I think had won, 58?
Those are D6 or D7?
Yeah, this is definitely something Ozark's going on here.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Reckless speculation.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
I'm waiting for Netflix to put that one out. It's called Marion Local.
I mean, at that much money, you got
to... Big city guy moves to the town, all of a sudden, all this money starts coming through the 50-50 raffle.
I mean, do you remember what
I've seen it before.
What was the bar? D7. Was it the Grayton Tavern?
Grayton Road Tavern.
What did that pot get up to?
Yeah, that was millions.
They had
right?
to have the Queen of Hearts,
yeah,
right?
They had to have heavy-duty law enforcement
That's in
to
conjunction
it.
With a lot of other bars, though. They just held it at Grayton Road Tavern.
It's just crazy when you see, like, this small-town stuff with that much money.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling... They didn't do one of those. Hey, I'm donating it back to help the program. Ah, not a $22,480. That's it for Lima Lakes.
Well, this is nuts. Natural grass field, the whole thing. Oh, this is beautiful. This is small town Ohio at its finest. Yeah,
well, you can afford to have a new grass field put in every week.
Yeah, it might be Ozark.
We're in 22.
This looks very small town rural Ohio. Where are you getting 22,000 on the half? How's that going? It's an interesting premise.